This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Or is it Dallas? I don't know. I'm in Dallas, but I'm talking to Atlanta and people next door to me who are probably going to be unhappy with me. My name is Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. I am live from a hotel in an undisclosed area in a suburb of Dallas, Texas, as the Falcons are here getting ready to play the Cowboys for their third and final preseason game. And I am joined by the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson, along with the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Tofu, the leader of the one-man gang known as Ali's Army, with the negative Uber Steve, and the creepiest waiver in the history of radio, Mr. Dylon Dylan Matthews. Good morning.
I feel like you're whispering, man.
I do too.
Yeah, it's
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little self-conscious of my voice right now. I'm in this much larger than I deserve room, and Arch is next door, and I don't feel like, you know, fighting him.
I was literally gonna say, I hope West Durham's next door. Either him or David Bassetty. Like, I hope one of those is next door to you. So,
well, you know, Dave's on one side. Do you know who's on the other side?
Yeah.
Well.
Or do you have a corner room?
I'm a corner.
No. They gave you a corner room?
Yeah, it's nice, man. I got two patios. I got the garden patio and then the real one.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, big pimping. Spending G's.
How was the flight yesterday? Not too bad?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Very warm. You know, the traffic, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, and this is in no way a political statement, but the vice president was in town, and so it did, like, kind of clog up an already clogged area because they always fly through Dobbin. So, you know, you get down there early, and then other areas of the city get congested on top of, you know, being a Thursday afternoon.
Sure.
And we sat on that plane for, like, 2 hours before we even took off, and it was very sticky.
So why did you sit on the plane for 2 hours?
Where else was I going to sit, Mike?
No. Well, what's the reason for the holdup?
Yeah. I mean,
traffic.
Air traffic? Air traffic?
No, traffic getting the team from Flowery Branch to the airport.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because for those of you who don't know, like I take a separate bus than the player. Like, the players can either drive or take, and you know, this time of the year, Mike, there's a lot of equipment guys.
Yeah, there's extra staff.
I
didn't really think about the fact that during the preseason, the players are busing from Flowery Branch because normally they all can drive down to the airport still, right? I mean, that's still a thing?
Yeah, but those guys that are doing that are, you know, there's 91 players on this roster, so they're not allowing 91 guys to do that. So the guys that are, you know, the with all due respect to the Quincy Skinners and Nathan Carters, they're taking a bus with the extra equipment people, et cetera. So
could have just said the rookies or something like that. Didn't have to hit them with the all due respect.
I mean, and it did sound like you were saying like the plane was caught in traffic.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what I'm not explaining here. Like, why did y'all sit on the tarmac for 2 hours?
Right.
You know, and you're like the traffic, and I'm like, I mean, did they shut down the air traffic around Atlanta because Air Force One? I don't.
Let me put it this way: I stepped on the plane because I get there, I arrive before the players. I stepped on the plane around 2:30. I don't think we took off to like 4:45.
Wow. Yikes, dude, that is brutal.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's brutal.
Well,
but I watched The Accountant too, so that's good.
Okay.
Very nice.
I got to tell you, I tried to watch Accountant too. I thought Ben Affleck in that movie was awful.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I don't remember him being this autistic in the first one.
Well, he was, but it wasn't his character. The first one didn't feel his character based. Like, this one felt, you know, it was like the all-encompassing story. This one felt very much like it was trying to, just be about his character and his brother.
Yeah, it was weird, man. I thought he laid it on like a lot thicker this time around. I was like, when's the last time you watched the first Accountant, Ben Affleck? Did you forget the character you were playing between now and then? Because you are definitely not the same person in this one, man. Like, it was intense.
Yeah, I've watched the original too many times, but anyway.
I haven't seen either of these.
Like, oh, you'd love the original.
He's.
Is it a shoot 'em up?
Yeah, but it's got a story to it.
It's like, think of
every shoot 'em up has some kind of story to
it's
it.
It's like a John Wick, but he's, you know, on the spectrum. He's very, you know, interesting person, and he lays it on very, very thick in the second one.
Put this on the roster for the movie homework in the off season.
Yeah, when we start our February run after the Super Bowl of doing movie homework.
His body count is nowhere near that of John Wick's, though, as far as killing.
Gotcha.
Fair enough.
Gotcha. Well, as far as the show today, yes, Bo will be joining us from Dallas all morning long at 6:40 today. Guys, I have a brand new game to celebrate the preseason finale tonight in Dallas. That'll happen during my Mac drop today. We're going to work together. It's a team effort at 6:40 today, okay?
Don't think I didn't notice the log jam of trivia cuts that played in the replay. You know what I mean? Don't think I didn't notice that. It was like 90% about trivia.
We are not taking our ball and going home today. We're going to work together. 7:20, a little bit early today, but it is Fair or Foul Friday because at 7:40, Dave Archer will join us, former QB and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And at 8:20, Grant McCauley will join us to preview this Mets series. The Braves are kicking that off tonight, but also we had some Austin Riley news break yesterday. Right now, though, we did get an update on Caleb McGarry, kind of. Jeremy Fowler reported that Caleb will miss time on an apparent leg injury. That's what's going on right now. But the exact timetable is not immediately known. For now, he's out of the lineup. And did I hear right? They're getting a second opinion.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm with you. And obviously, when the Jeremy Fowler stuff drops yesterday, it's always interesting in these situations when you're waiting on news and none of the local beat reporters get it first. Like, the Nationals get it, and you can feel the sense of around the local beat that it's like, oh, wow, National reporter got it. I don't know what to believe here.
Yeah.
And it is. It's frustrating because it's like, we'll miss time. Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, like, is that 2 days? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're in the preseason.
And
the first thing I did this morning was open up Twitter and be like, all right, is there any more news that came out last night when I was asleep? But no, nothing so far.
Can we just be real? That Jeremy Fowler big news drop was a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was funniest thing is somebody, I retweeted it just for fun, and somebody goes, well, hell with that news. That could have been your source for that. I mean, breaking news, players carted off and we'll miss time. I mean, you know, it's like it does feel like they are getting a second opinion, which would lead you to think what have they seen in the first one? And so I none of this feels good, though. I don't feel good about any of it. So I would, if I was in the front office, I'm not, and no one talks to me in the front from the front office about this anyways. But if I was in the front office, I would be moving forward like we need to figure out how to fix this position because we have a hole in it right now.
Yeah.
Unless you, you know, or – but also to that point, Mike, you know, Elijah Wilkinson has seemingly a huge night ahead of him.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious if he does or not, guys, because it's like if you know he's the starter, do you just let him ride the pine? And if you think he could be the starter, do you let him get the reps and prove it? I have no idea what to expect out of the right tackle spot tonight. I think you'll see Elijah Wilkinson and probably Jack Nelson at some point. So it's just
and Nelson's improved,
no doubt. No doubt. And I've said all along, I think there's a good base to work with of Nelson if you want to develop him over the next year or two. You know, put him on the P squad, let him get a little bit stronger, you know, certain things like that. But I don't know what to think about Elijah tonight.
Well, and what roughly, what time are we going to start to find out who's playing tonight?
As soon as me and Bo hit the air on pregame. Shameless self-plug. Terry Fontenot will be in the booth tonight, though, Bo, with you and Wes and Dave at some point. I'm not sure what part of the 7 o'clock hour that hits, but I'm sure that that will be insightful, at least to an extent.
Well, I think you should be listening from 6 o'clock on, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think it's pretty cut and dry, the guys you know you won't see. As far like there's a set number of guys you won't see like normal. I mean the fact we know that Penix is not playing and Cousins is I think has been said that as well. So you know I would not if you're tuning in at 8 o'clock tonight on your TV and or your radio and you think you're gonna see or hear or see Kyle Pitts running routes or Drake London, then no, that's not happening. But I do think it's a really good question, Allie, with some of the guys we've named with defense. Because I think there are guys that have to play. Like, personally, I think DeMarco Helms has to play. I think Natron Brooks, Lamar Jackson, those guys, those guys to me are fighting for roster spots, and I want to see them play. And they probably want to see them play too.
Yeah. There's also injury concerns that go along with it. I know that, you know, throughout this week at certain points that names like Khalid Kareem, TQ Graham, Clark Phillips, guys that you feel like are probably roster bubble guys have missed time this week. At practice due to injury. So there's also that to play into factor, whether or not you see him tonight or what it means if you don't see him tonight. And so that'll be something I keep my eyes peeled for sure. But I'm with you. I think guys like Natron Brooks, Lamar Jackson, like you said, there's a lot to be sorted out still at the wide receiver spots, at the cornerback spots, at the interior defensive line. Like I think a lot of those spots are still kind of up for grabs on the back end. And somebody's going to ball out tonight. I don't know who it is. Somebody's going to ball out tonight and make a name for themselves.
Well, and Sports Talk Radio on 92.9 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And coming up, I do have a few questions to ask you guys about tonight's game, like what should we be watching for tonight? And I've got the perfect duo here to ask their opinion, so we'll cover that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is keeping us on task. And today, Andy and Randy and Carl and Mike are not going to be in the studio at all.
Eastlake for live coverage of the Tour Championship from the Tito Steelhouse, which is literally my favorite place on the golf course, but you can only find it this time of the year. It's right next to the merch tent. It's a really great place. Go get you one of those Yetis full of Tito's transfusion, because the best golfers will be there in the world competing for the FedEx Cup. And all of our coverage, Allie, is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. Bobby Jones Golf Course, golf open to everyone. Twin Peaks, eat, drinks, and scenic views. The Georgia Hemp Company, come visit their brand new locations. And by Umberto Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. That's the Tour Championship. Today, live on Sports Radio 910 The Game from, 11 to 6.
Well, and if you were listening at all yesterday to both Andy and Randy and Carl and Mike out there, they were having the best time. Dukes and Bell were clearly putting on a show yesterday. They were having a good old time out at East Lake. So.
I like how Carl's like, it's hot, not going to lie, it's hot. Because I stepped outside and just walked to my truck, and I was like, Jesus, it's hot out here.
So if you have the option, by all means, go see them today. We are not hitting any panic buttons, but there have been some changes to the lineup tonight for the Falcons preseason, or we think. I don't know exactly what's going to be happening with the Caleb McGarry injury and Storm Norton. So I do have a few questions for you guys, and you guys are going to be on pregame. You're going to have to be all professional then, so I want to get your opinions now. Should Elijah Wilkinson play tonight and get some reps in at right tackle?
I tend to think yes, because I think the cost effectiveness of it actually makes sense. I've been mulling this over for really the last 24 hours, trying to decide how I feel about this. I do think there is a lot of upside. We talked about it yesterday. I do think there's a lot of upside to Elijah Wilkinson as a player. I think there is some ability there. I think he will not. I don't think at any point he'd look outmatched. I think if you put Jack Nelson in the lineup right now, I think he would look outmatched against the starting defense. I don't think Elijah Wilkinson's that guy. He's an 8-year vet, like we've talked about. He's 30 years old. He's been there. He's been in the crosshairs. And I think he moves well. But I will back that up by saying I don't think he's one of those guys that's just straight up irreplaceable. You know what I mean? If you had to go out and get somebody on the wire or, you know, work down the depth even further, then I feel like he's one of those guys that it's like, yeah, you hate that whoever we're bringing in doesn't know the offense yet, but they're going to be fine. I mean, it's just one of those things. So I think there is a – I think it's a good situation. I don't think he'll play long if he plays. Give him a couple series. But I think he probably will play tonight if I had to guess, and I think it's probably the right move.
I completely agree. I think you want him to play, and I think he wants to play. You know, he's played left tackle. I'm not sure, other than in practice the other day, when was the last time he played any right tackle, if ever, Mike? And so you just want to get those reps under your belt, right? I mean, you just want to kind of get a flow for it. I look at it this way. I think Elijah Wilkinson is in a really good spot career-wise. This is his ninth year. You said he's already had 8 years in the league. You know, he's, what is he, 30? And this is kind of one of those, can you reinvent yourself as the ultimate swing offensive lineman? And I think there's a lot of value to that in the NFL, depending on how he does it, or even just proving that he can fill in a tough situation. The other thing for me is he fits kind of what you want to do more, I feel like, with this wide zone. He's basically Jake Matthews as far as size. So, in with his quick feet, if he can move and get to the second level in that wide zone, I think he could be, you know, it could be a good thing for him. I'm kind of – I said this to you through a text yesterday. I'm really pulling for him, man.
Yeah, I am too. And the thing is, I think there's some things that he still needs to iron out as far as scheme goes. You and I watching the tape, it's like there seems to be some kind of miscommunication or other things in some of the wide zone plays. And so I'll see if he can get that ironed out tonight. I don't know if that's a, you know, center diagnosis thing or if that's him, you know, not understanding from the outside in, things like that. But, you know, and you and I have crossed this before when we've had these conversations about a Jake Matthews or a Caleb McGarry, and, you know, we've kind of tried to dispel the whole blindside thing. But in the end, I do think that you have to look at Elijah Wilkinson and think muscle memory. I mean, I've been in these shoes, man, just simply flipping over there and trying to play the other tackle spot. You were already learning new muscle memory by sliding out to tackle on the same side you were playing guard, which honestly to me is not as difficult. We broke that down in depth. You remember about Matthew Bergeron when he was playing left tackle and was sliding into left guard after the draft? I don't think that's as difficult as having a completely different push-off leg, you know, having a different kick leg, sliding off the right side. So I think he needs every rep he can get. I don't think you can afford, honestly, to take a day off with, you know, with opening day just a couple of weeks away.
Can we talk about that real quick? Since you mentioned Bergeron, and I am so against anyone that says, just you got to figure this out. Just move Bergeron out there if you have to for a few games. You know what Elijah Wilkinson and Matthew Bergeron both have in common? Neither one of them have ever started at right tackle in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, so don't – why do people just assume that he can just slide out there and it'll be like riding a bike? I think it could be in some ways of what you're doing, but it doesn't mean that he's suited for that. It doesn't mean that his skill set is that. You know, I don't remember. I recall when he was drafted, there was another team or two looking at Bergeron, and they wanted to do the same thing the Falcons did, which was move him to guard.
Yeah, I don't think there was ever any. Remember, he played guard at the Senior Bowl. It was never.
Yeah, it was never like, oh, he could be a tackle in the league, but he's better suited. It was always like he's going to make it in the league. He's going to play guard, and you're also now you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Now your interior is you're screwing that up, and I think that's just I think the thought it's ill-conceived logic to me, because the interior of that line is going to be more important than ever. Am I wrong? If you're weaker at tackle, how much more, especially in the pass pro, how much more important does that pocket holding up in the interior become for the quarterback to be able to step up in it?
Important enough to where I guarantee you that Todd Bowles in week one is going to be thinking more about the interior. He's going to be thinking just as much about the interior as he is Elijah Wilkinson. Like, when you're constructing blitzes moving into week one, you're going to see double A gap mug. You're going to see, you know, maybe a safety try a Fonzie blitz up the middle. It just one of those things where you're kind of keeping your eyes peeled, because that has a lot to do with it. And when Michael Penix is more mobile than Kirk Cousins, we've talked about that, for him to be able to step up, possibly pick up a first down early in that game could be a big deal.
Well, and who do you think, I mean, it's the preseason finale tonight. We've talked about how cut day is coming up. Who do you think really needs to show out tonight? Who is fighting for a roster spot?
Man.
I'm going to throw this out, and you and I have both had this back and forth. Morgan Fox is a guy I don't know what to do with. I just simply don't. He was like, what did we sign him on the first 2 days of free agency this offseason? And you're like, oh, cool, 10-year vet. And then it's like, now we're in camp, and I'm watching him play, and there is definitely some ups, but there's also definitely some downs. And you look at the roster situation and start doing the old roster construction, and you're like, I don't know how this thing pieces together.
Yeah, he's definitely a fringe right now. I'm not sure. I don't think he was the first day. I think he was the first week, but it was early, to your point. And, you know, there's a delay, so I figured I'd go ahead and earn myself. So I think that's a good one. You know, Josh Woods and Caleb Johnson, are they both battling for a final spot in the interior? D'Angelo Malone, you know, Allie, it's a loaded question because I can go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. You know, Natron Brooks and Lamar Jackson, are they fighting for a final cornerback spot? You know, what is C.J. Henderson's? What is he viewed as moving forward? And then the running back room. I mean, we haven't even mentioned the receivers, but the running back room is an interesting one as well to me. Carlos Washington, we haven't seen all preseason. Are they so high on him that he's kind of locked in, or is Corbin and Carter? I think they're leading of the backs we've seen between the three. And to me, Carter would be the leader in the clubhouse. Has he done enough, or is he a guy they think that they can hide on the practice squad? I just think there's a lot, and it seems like there's a lot more. There's a lot less obvious this year than in a few years ago.
Let me throw this at you too, Bo. And this is the one I wrestled with earlier. I don't have an answer, but you and I both know that when it comes down to what they're going to do on cut day, it's not just about who's the best players. It's who can we get through and who can clear waivers and hit the practice squad. Who do you think is the most likely out of these three to be able to clear waivers and actually be put on a practice squad? Kobe Bryant, Clark Phillips, or C.J. Henderson? If you were going to try to squeeze one of those guys through waivers and say, all right, we're going to make it to the practice squad, I'm not sure which one of those guys that I think is less likely or most likely to be picked up by somebody else.
I would probably say Kobe Bryant because we don't know what he is. He's a complete unknown. Maybe that would be the one thing that gets him snagged up. I think C.J. Henderson, if he doesn't make the 53, his agent's going to be calling one of those other teams that was calling him, right?
It could. Well, and that, saying, but I feel like it could have also been part of the conversation when C.J. Henderson, you know, you talked about it and he said, hey, I had several teams. Maybe part of the conversation was, look, we're going to come in and get you up to speed. We're not going to rush through things. We'll start you off in the practice squad if we have to, but eventually, you know, the depth here will lead to you having an opportunity. I think that could have been part of that conversation.
Yeah, it could have been. But Lamar Jackson might be the easy one because he's been around the league he's been in the league since 20. So he's got 3 years of service, so he could be the guy that would probably be maybe when it all comes down, because there are people probably high on Kobe Bryant. Somebody might be like, well, I like this guy to college. Let's try to develop him during the season. We're good at depth there. The C.J. Henderson thing, I think you did a good job describing, but Lamar Jackson's guy been in the league. You're like, you know what? That we kind of know what he is, and he probably, you know, and so we're not. We like what we have here instead. But here's the thing to remember. Everyone is doing exactly what you're doing right now in the league. They're trying to figure out who they can hide, who they think can get to the practice squad, and along with who they're trying to pick off of another team. So,
well, and we're going to keep going through this because I swear the more you two talk about this, the more questions I have. So
we talk about it, the more questions I have.
And that's what I see is happening.
Talking
so
in circles, baby.
We will continue to have this conversation. But coming up next, the SEC has finally made a decision. Bo, I think it's something that we asked every single person at SEC Media Days. They finally decided. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. We're going to see how well these two know their Falcons. It should be pretty simple, but you know what? We haven't tested it yet. So
it never is.
You can hear that experiment next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan, of course, hanging out as well. And week zero is here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday at 8 a.m. We get the day started with college football game time. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. And this Saturday, we have a college football doubleheader with Iowa State facing Kansas State at 11:30 a.m. That is a top 25 matchup right there. And Kansas is hosting Fresno State at 6 o'clock. That is all tomorrow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're going to have a late night tonight, Mike. Are you going to be up?
I was just going to say, shout out very quickly to Kansas State, Iowa State. I mean, I could just run down the whole gauntlet of teams that do have games tomorrow, South Florida and Boise that'll be playing next week. I mean, like, shout out to all these schools that are just making week zero a thing, just so I don't have to go one more weekend without meaningful football.
Yes.
I just, like, I'm so stoked to rub the crust out of my eyes as my son probably jumps on my chest in the morning, way before I am wanting to get up. And then I can wake up with bright eyed and bushy tailed and be like, you know what? College football is on today, man. Feel good about it.
Yeah, that noon kick's going to be rough for me, but I'm going to be there for it. Farmageddon, I'm excited. I literally had these projects I was doing. And, Mike, I know you're the same way, but the golf cart project I talked about for a few weeks, the whole point of that was to get done by Halloween, sure. But my goal was I don't want to have to deal with this during college football season. If I want to take the golf cart to the neighbor's house during college football season with some food and watch games all day, that's what I want to do. I don't have to worry about it. And I'm so excited now to have college football back. It's this perfect time of the year. I mean, we're here. We've got one more preseason game. College week zero's here. Let's play football.
Just need those temperatures to drop just a tidbit. You know what I mean?
And don't rush really it. Don't rush it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because you rush it and then it gets cold too quick and you're like, man.
I don't know.
Seriously.
Was like 70.
It swings too fast. So a few weeks ago, Bo, you and I were at SEC Media Days. And we asked, I swear, every single person that came by whether they wanted an 8 or 9 game schedule. And there was no clear winner. Like, there were varying opinions all over the place. So the SEC finally made a decision. They announced they will implement a 9-game football schedule beginning in 2026. Greg Sankey said, adding a 9th SEC game underscores our university's commitment to delivering the most competitive football schedule in the nation.
It's definitely a commitment to me trying to establish a scheduling grid right now to figure out who everybody's three annual opponents would be. I've already been going back and forth with former teammates of mine from Bama this morning, just trying to hash out some sort of gigantic grid. And just when you think you know everybody's annual opponents, Bo, that's when you have to go back to the drawing board because you're like, didn't think about that. Wow, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, look, it's so much more to it than what they'll ever say. There's so many factors, I think, that they decided. For one, I think they pushed around the Big Ten a little bit, I feel like, with this. Mm-hmm. And the Big Ten's going to think they won, but they didn't, because the Big Ten wanted the SEC to go to this 9 games. I think that these schools are worried about losing fans because at some of these lesser games, because the ticket prices are so expensive for them.
Yep.
I think the new metric that they're going to use, where the SEC basically heard what they wanted to hear from the committee, and I want to get your take, Mike and Allie, because basically when the committee came out and said, we're not going to penalize you that much for losing to a good opponent, but we are going to penalize you a lot for losing to a bad opponent, and we're not going to give you credit really for beating a bad opponent, but we're going to give you immense credit for beating a good one. I think that's what the SEC wanted to hear, that they wouldn't be punished, because to me, Greg Sankey was probably like, okay, we could probably – let's look at Florida's schedule last year. Let's just do it for example. And you could probably do it with Georgia's too. But if Florida goes, 9-4 with that schedule, 8-4, whatever, and their losses are to Georgia, Texas, obviously it was Miami, but somebody else, there's a really good chance they're not getting overly penalized for that the way they finished. They would have finished strong. They could have snuck in had the season looked a little bit different, right? And that's what you want to hear. So I just think that there's so many things that kind of pile into that. And mind you, I'm saying all that with the thought process that they're going to 16 games next year in the playoff.
Yeah. And I agree with you on that. I was thinking the same thing, and I would not advocate for Bama to have made a playoff spot last year, but you do look at the fact that they beat Georgia. You know, their losses stunk, but they beat some good teams along the way, so it's kind of something you factor in. But I don't know, but, like, tell me who Florida's annual opponents are.
It's easy.
Okay.
It's going to be Georgia, we know.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't believe that the world of college football will let them out of the LSU game, because that has become such a staple game,
That's such a big one.
And I say unfortunately because I think there's a lot of people at the University of Florida that hate that game, and they don't know why they got stuck with it back in 97, I think, when they started doing this, when they started doing the extra one. And then I'll say the other one's Tennessee, because for me, Tennessee-Florida for the 90s was the biggest game of the year, because those were the two best teams in the conference in the 90s,
I think through and through, for the extent of the 90s. I think they'll get rid of Tennessee or LSU off that list. I think they'll put South Carolina on there. And for the simple fact, if South Carolina has to play somebody.
Let them play Vanderbilt.
I know that's not a great way to look at it, but they got to play somebody. And I don't know who that's going to be, so I think Florida might be on that list.
Well,
Tennessee's crossover games are interesting to look at as well. I think they'll get Vanderbilt because the in-state. I think they'll get Bama. And I think they'll probably – I don't know. Yeah, I think you're probably right. They'll probably get Florida too. We'll see what happens.
Well, think about this, though. Why don't you give Georgia – Georgia's going to have Auburn and Florida. It's either South Carolina or Tennessee for them. Because South Carolina is a big – and I know it's weird, but it's kind of a fun game for those two.
We'll see how it all unfolds. Right now, we're going to see how well Mike and Bo know their team.
I have no idea the questions, but I'm feeling very confident.
I got one question.
Yeah.
Just one question. Is this going to be classic Falcons, current Falcons, you know, like Falcons of 5 years ago?
Today, it's going to be current Falcons. If it goes well, we might have other subcategories in the future. But this is all an experiment, so we'll see.
All right. I love experiments.
We're going to play Name That Falcon. Okay, so what I'm going to do is give you an audio clue, and that's going to give you the year the Falcon was born, okay? And then we will whittle away,
Lord
and I'll continue to give you clues until someone can name who it is.
Okay.
Okay?
All right,
so this first Falcon was born the same year this debuted.
This is the true story.
True story.
Of seven strangers.
Dark
to
cousins.
Live in a loft.
And have their lives taped.
To find out what happens.
What?
When people stop being polite. Could you get the phone?
And start getting real.
The real world.
And the real world, if you don't know exactly, debuted in 1992.
Right. I was going to say Kirk might be older than that. Kirk's older than that. That's got to be, what does that make you, 33?
This person is...
Jake Matthews.
Hey, put your sheet down. Put your sheet down right now. Put your depth chart down.
You got caught cheating on a Zoom call. Wow.
Hey,
man.
There's been There's been worse things caught on a Zoom call before.
I don't think we need to challenge that today.
Not shy about it at all. Just right in front of his face reading his depth chart. All right. This person is 6'4", 310.
He's 6'4", 310.
Uh-huh. Born in 92. Majored in environmental science. Did not play football prior to college. Actually played soccer. Hometown is Lagos, Nigeria.
That's Arnold Ebukadi. No, it's David Onyemata.
There you go.
I was going to say it's not Ebukadi.
There you go.
We taught him about that whole situation. Yeah. Okay. David Onyemata. There you go. Onyemata. Okay. I'm sorry. Onyemata.
Let's go with number two, Dylan. Born the same year that this guy won American Idol.
The winner of American Idol is Ruben Studdard.
Doesn't that make you feel old? That would be 2003.
I was going to say, because then he came out with Sorry for 2004 immediately after that. That's such a good song, man. I used to jam to old Ruben Studdard on the Sorry 2004.
Bajan?
This person is 5'10", 194.
5'10", 194.
Is a rookie. Went to Oklahoma.
Billy Bowman.
There you go.
Once the Oklahoma thing came out, I was like, okay. I mean, do we have anybody else on the roster from Oklahoma? He might be the only one.
I don't know. I was told to put my chart down, so.
I know. Right. I accidentally glanced down at my desk and I was like, whoop, whoop.
Nope,
look back
at the ceiling. Don't look. All right. We'll go with number three. Dylan, born the same year that this gaming console came out.
Sega.
Okay. So.
Well, that's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's nobody on the roster as old as Kirk Cousins and nobody is as old as the Sega Genesis.
1988. Yes. That is Kirk Cousins. All right. Let's move on to this next guy, born the same year that this TV show debuted on MTV.
Sharon!
Somebody was born the year that...
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Born the year that the Osbournes debuted on MTV. Also, the song, that was 2002, by the way.
Ding.
I chose that audio over Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles. You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, that's not very old. That could that's like 23. That could be Bajan.
It could be about 10 different.
It's Bajan.
Oh.
We didn't even get to my good clue.
You should have made him hammer down and go, all right, what's your answer? Final answer, sir.
My favorite clue for him was like, probably not a fan of Grey Poupon.
Good one.
All right, we'll do one more. This guy was born the same year that this happened.
The winner of the first Survivor competition is Rich. Congratulations, Rich.
Let me guess the year first. Okay. Is Survivor, was that 2001?
No.
Am I in
the
ballpark?
I think it came out in the late 90s. Like 99 or something.
You guys are surrounding it.
It was a Y2K show?
2000.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, well, that
what
means
a time to be
25.
Alive that was. Can you imagine if all that had been, like, all those shows had been debuting during Twitter? Like when Twitter was out? Man, it would have been on fire.
It was Kyle Pitts, Bo. Good job. You want to try one more? You want to try one more real quick?
He's like, dang it. I didn't even get to take a stab at it.
One more. This guy was born the same year that this movie came out.
I'm the king of the world!
What?
No,
it's 97.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, Titanic 97.
Yeah.
Yes. Jeez, why
and
are you arguing with me about this?
It came out in like December of 97. So it's really a 98
I thought
movie.
It was 94.
Leonard
Maybe
Floyd?
Forrest Gump.
Not Leonard Floyd. This guy is 6'4", 310.
I feel like this is the third person you've said that's 6'4", 310.
He is the second oldest of six kids.
Wait a minute.
I thought we already said Jake.
No, I mean, you guessed him.
Yeah, wow.
It's Jake.
No, it's not.
Matthews.
Let go of Jake Matthews.
Let him go.
My next one was going to be, let's see, how old does that make, 28? Who's 28?
It was Jesse Bate. No, he's not 6'4", 310.
No. No. Has started all 88 games that he has appeared in since entering the NFL in 2019.
Matthew Bergeron?
No.
Oh.
We've been talking about this guy a lot.
Oh, Chris Lindstrom.
There you go.
Okay.
There's Chris Lindstrom.
I was like, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He hasn't started all the games, though. He started all the games he's appeared
all the games
in.
He's appeared in.
Yeah.
He started all the games he's appeared in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I was going to say,
cool.
I remember him
from AtlantaFalcons.com.
Yeah, that
so
actually
back.
Seems younger than he feels.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
interesting.
Congratulations to you both. You won Name That Falcon. Coming up. Would you got to talk about some of the Bucks? They have a few injuries, and since we're facing them in our opener, we got to talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.